to establish a quorum.
Supervisors Harris.
Here.
Schmidt.
Present.
Johnson.
Here.
Weishaun.
Here.
Broderick.
Here.
Sanfilippo.
Here.
Mr. Chair.
Here.
There are 7 members present. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Item number 22, if you could read it, please.
Item number 22 from Corporation Counsel requesting authorization to file appeals in the cases of Judith Pasco versus Milwaukee County, case number 10CV2657, Robert Porth versus Milwaukee County, case number 11CV908, and Bruce Cohn versus Milwaukee County, case number 12CV1402, related to payment of sick allowance at retirement for employees who change from union to non-union positions.
Thank you. Committee members, Supervisor Weishaun.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Grady, could you just explain the timeline that we have for appeal and the process?
Mr. Chairman, my understanding, I'm not handling the case, but my understanding is the final order has not been entered. The attorneys agreed between themselves to wait for the county board to decide whether it's going to appeal before they decide the form of the order that would be entered. And so you technically have either 45 or 90 days from the date of the entry of that order. So assuming the county board makes its final decision on an appeal at its meeting 2 weeks from now, then an order is entered, then you probably have 45 days thereafter. So we're looking at somewhere in the 60 to 75 day range for the actual filing of the appeal.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I think in some of our discussions that to me it became clear that it would be in our best interest to get some perspective from the Human Resources Director and how this case may apply to that and some of the more administrative processes. So at this time, I'd like to move layover of the item to get the Director of Human Resources to come in testify in front of us.
Okay. Supervisor Broderick?
Prior to layover, I think we have some suggested language that Ms. Collins has put together based on conversations we had earlier in closed session regarding amending it as to only approving the appellate portion and striking the Supreme Court portion of appeal.
Supervisor Weishaun asked for layover, which we need to discuss just the layover. If Supervisor Weishaun would like to withdraw so that Supervisor Broderick could have that discussion, and then if you want to go back to layover.
Sure, we can, if there's an amendment that we'd like to entertain, but I still would like to see the amendment first. I will withdraw my motion to layover at this time.
So absent guidance from Ms. Collins, it looks like it would be the last 3 lines beginning with the comma following the word case be stricken and a period put in place of the comma. And I would move approval of that language.
And if our research analyst could then read that last paragraph, please.
Sure. I believe you would want to strike the language, keep everything now, therefore be it resolved that Milwaukee County approves the filing of an appeal in the Court of Appeals in the Pasco and Porth cases and approves the filing of appeal in the Cohn case if an adverse decision is received in that case. And then you would be striking the language and approves the filing of a petition for review in the Wisconsin Supreme Court if any of these matters, if appealed in the Court of Appeals, are not successful in reversing the court decision.
Okay. You're okay with that, Supervisor Broderick?
Yes, sir.
Supervisor Weishaun, that does not address what you had asked. If you wanted to...
After we take the vote on the amendment, I'd be glad to then discuss whether or not we should lay over the whole item or not.
Very good. Okay. Comments, questions? Madam Clerk, you understand what we're doing?
Yes.
Good. Let's do our roll then.
On the amendment, Supervisors Harris?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishaun?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes.
Okay, on the amendment, thank you. Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As we heard from Mr. Grady, that we have potentially 45 to up to almost 90 days to file our appeal, and I think it would be in the best interest of the committee in Milwaukee County if we hear from our human resources director so she could weigh in on the possibility of the impact of whether or not this case is appealed or if it is, I guess, sustained in its form. So I'd like to make a motion to lay the item over until the Human Resources Director testifies in front of us.
Very good. On the layover, Supervisor Schmidt?
Yes, I will definitely not be in favor of the layover. I think this is two very different issues, to say the least. We're talking about whether we should appeal or not. If we expect the Human Resources Director to make our policy for us, whether she does or not, to think she's going to do something in 30 or 45 days, we've been going through a year or two process in so many areas. We're looking for this employee handbook. I would think this is a major decision. I would have to make an employee handbook. As we were briefed by our attorney, and I think Mr. Grady as well, our in-house corporation counsel, these are two unrelated items. One does not depend on the other. If you're not for appealing the case, fine, then vote against it. But if you feel it's in our best interest that we need to appeal this case, must go for it. Whether the Human Resources Director tells me whether it's good or not, that has no stop with me at all. I think we're getting advice from Corporation Counsel and our private attorneys here. This is a case that has huge repercussions, and, you know, do we appeal or not? That's the issue. And I think we should appeal, and I don't want that to be laid over. Thank you.
Supervisor Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, when would the Director of Human Resources testify before this committee?
I'm sorry, I didn't follow that.
I heard the motion for layover, so would this be in September that the Director is to testify before?
October cycle?
Be the October cycle, I'm sure.
October?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, yes, please, Tia Torhorst from the County Executive's Office, please.
I just wanted to remind the committee members, I've spoken with all of the chairs, but to have a legislative document entered into Legistar and forwarded to a committee and adhering to the timelines that the new chairwoman has decided works best for their offices. We've requested that administratively reports from departments be scheduled a month out from the next cycle. If you request a committee report today, the Legistar deadline for this committee is in a several days following this. So for them to have a cohesive and thoughtful report for you is very demanding, especially if it's on a complex item such as this. So our request is that it would be scheduled for November, and that's going to be pretty much cross board. It doesn't, and especially with this one, it's obviously got some substance to it.
Okay, thank you. Comments, questions from committee members? Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just think it would be in the best interest of the committee, even if it is a verbal report, that we would get someone who is an expert in the human resources field to give us some background of the what ifs and what may take place. If this judgment is, if we get stuck with the current ruling here that says that we have to have this hybrid payout and talk about the effects of it. The fact is there may be a cheaper and more cost-effective fix to this problem that human resources might be able to express to us rather than just running off and suing everybody and appealing every decision. A very thoughtful judge has sat down and reviewed this and has come up with a solution and has ruled against our position. We're appealing that. And I think that it would, you know, we should be just as thoughtful and have our people come down here and explain the ramifications of it. I don't think it is unheard of, and it won't stop us from going forward to hearing a verbal report from the Human Resources Director.
Well, Supervisor Sanfilippo,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move to call the question.
take precedence. Oh, I should have started at 9:05.
Three hours today.
Where have you been?
Is the call, Mr. Chairman?
I'm sorry.
Is the call for the question, for the vote, is that on
it layover? It would be on the layover.
On layover.
Yeah,
okay.
It would be on the layover.
Okay.
Okay. Right, Madam Clerk? Right. Okay, so on layover, we will call the question, so Madam Clerk.
Supervisors Harris?
No.
Schmidt?
On the layover, no.
Johnson?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Broderick?
No.
Sanfilippo?
No.
Mr. Chair?
No.
2 ayes, 5 noes.
Okay, so we are back. Supervisor Sanfilippo.
I move approval as amended.
Okay. Comments, questions? The clerk has got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Please call the roll.
Supervisors Harris?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Wyshon?
No.
Broderick?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
4 ayes, 3 noes.
Very good. Item number 23, please.
Item number 23 from Corporation Counsel, requesting authorization to file an appeal in the case of Stoker, etc. all versus Milwaukee County, etc. all, case number 11CV16550, relating to the change in the pension multiplier from 2.0% to 1.6% per year of service.
Thank you. Supervisor Broderick.
Mr. Chairman, I propose the same amendment for this item, lines 48 and 49, beginning with the numerals 16550, period. Strike all the language following.
Okay. And like we did on the last item, if I could have that read into the record so that the clerk and everyone else knows what we're voting on.
Mr. Chairman, be it resolved clause is as follows. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Milwaukee County approves the filing of an appeal in the Court of Appeals of the decision in Stoker et al. Versus Milwaukee County et al. Case number 11CV16550, and the notice strikes the following language. And if that appeal is not successful, approves the filing of a petition for review in the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Very good. Supervisor Sanfilippo?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So,
move approval.
Of the amendment.
Of the amendment.
Okay, so Supervisor Broderick moves the approval of the amendment. Comments, questions on the amendment? If not, Madam Clerk on the amendment.
Supervisors Harris?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes.
As amended, Supervisor Broderick moves approval. Comments? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, as amended.
As amended, Supervisors Harris?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Wyshon?
No.
Broderick?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
4 ayes, 0 noes.
Three.
Oh. 4 ayes, 3 noes. Thank you.
Okay. Madam Clerk, item number 24, please.
Item number 24 from Corporation Counsel, providing a status update on pending litigation. This item is informational only and is otherwise directed by the committee.
Attorney Grady?
This is closed session.
I provide the information in closed session. I have the closed session.
Very good. Any comments, questions? If not, this meeting is adjourned, and we will gather again on Thursday, October 18th. Thank you all for your time and patience and cooperation.